Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I am so excited to bring you another Better Than Ever podcast episode. This week, we're featuring one of our amazing 10K in 10 weeks finalists. But before I start talking about her, because I could probably talk about her for hours because she is amazing, I want to remind you that we have this awesome Facebook page, the Better Than Ever Health, Life, and Career Facebook page. Now, this is the perfect space to hang out and interact with other like-minded heart warriors who are ready to change the world. So this group is actually available to anybody. Even if you're not a student, grad, or coach, you can connect and share and get exclusive HCI content, including free downloads, join in all of our fun group challenges, and interact with Stacey, Carrie, and the HCI Dream Team. So if this sounds good to you, head on over to Facebook, search Better Than Ever Health, Life, and Career, and join in the fun. Speaking of fun, our live event is coming up. You are going to hear in this podcast a moment of one of our 10K in 10 weeks finalists speaking from the HCI Live stage. Now, if you want to experience this amazing event in person, then you better head on over to hcilive.com and sign up for your ticket today. Do it. Carrie and Stacey are going to be there. I'm going to be there. Eric's going to be there. We're all going to be hanging out, and we cannot wait to meet you. This live event is going to take place in Phoenix, Arizona, April 25th through 27th. So, like I said, go to hcilive.com and come hang out with us. All right, now back to our special guest. Today we have Sarah Vandester, a mindset, meditation, and lifestyle coach. She shared her story from the HCI Live stage, and then we did a quick interview. So I don't want to waste any more of your time. Take it away, Sarah.
So I want to tell you a story that has been my inspiration for me standing up here on this stage today. It is a story of a golden Buddha. Maybe some of you know it. In 1957, an entire monastery was being relocated by a group of monks. One day, as they were moving a giant cement Buddha, one monk noticed a small crack in the clay. On closer examination, he saw that there was a golden light emanating from this crack. The monk used a hammer and chisel to chip away at the clay's exterior until he revealed that the statue was, in fact, solid gold. Historians believe the monks covered the Buddha in cement to protect it from being stolen by attacking Burmese army. For centuries, all anyone saw was the crude cement statue, but all the time, underneath was the true, pure gold. For so much of my life, I was that cement Buddha. And I don't want to cry. My mother loved horses and wanted me to ride. I remember being 10 years old, and at yet another horse competition, I had this beautiful black horse that my mother said could do no wrong. I didn't really love riding, but my mother wanted this so badly. I had tried so hard to win in the past and had always disappointed her and myself. This time, I was determined to win. I was in the lead at the last fence before completing the jumping competition. My horse cleared the fence, and I galloped to the finish line. I won! I was so excited and felt really so proud of myself. With my long braids floating in the air and carrying a trophy bigger than my little body. I ran with exuberant excitement to find my mom. As I ran, shouting to her, "I won, I won!" she turned around. I was expecting a huge smile, but only received that same expressionless face. She then said, "Okay, okay, Sarah, it's only one competition. It's not that great." This is when the cement truck backed up and dumped those beliefs all over me. This cement pattern followed me throughout my life. It showed up through college when I made my grades my self-worth, and it followed me into my marriage when I was too embarrassed to show my spiritual and emotional self. These patterns would constantly remind me that no matter what I did, it wasn't enough, or there would be no gratification even if I did succeed. So why bother trying? My definition of failure was defined. So my first tiny crack in the cement was HCI. I can remember the day that I was scrolling on Facebook, and there it was, one of those thousands of ads that pop up. My inner spark of gold was just cracking open, and something inside of me told me just to sign up for BHC, just to go for it. So I did. And with each training I signed up for, opened me up to this new belief in who I was. So, fast forward 2 years ago, and I was sitting right in that very seat watching the speakers who'd made 10K, and I remember the cement started to cover me up again. With my mouth open and my eyes glazed over, I remember all those familiar beliefs pouring back into my head. "You can't do this. Only those people will be able to earn 10K. You probably can't even earn $100. Yep, there it was again. Those old beliefs and self-identity that didn't belong to me. The golden lights of the cracks within me allowed me to just keep going. Through two unsuccessful attempts at the 10K challenge, I just kept chipping away at those old stories that kept coming up. I wanted to experience my power and my authentic potential inside. I was getting incredible support from my tribe, and I was trusting in my process. I was still using those scripts only, afraid to let go and make mistakes. Then one day, I could feel one of my clients struggling, and I just threw those scripts to the floor, and I started to coach without a recipe, or begin believing in myself and coaching the way I thought was the right way for me, and believing in my own personal gold. This is where my magic is. This is where my truth and authenticity lives. 8 weeks into this, my third 10K challenge, and my tally was a mere $3,200. Those familiar cement stories were coming up again. "See, Sarah, you can't do this. This is your third attempt, and how embarrassing is that?" Chipping away every day to reach the goal and searching for my truth, I was reaching out for support. I was taking care of myself. I focused on more CTDs, and I affirmed that I was a powerful master coach. Within 2 weeks to go, I reached so deeply into myself, I enrolled my first six-month VIP client and two other 90-day clients at the highest rate I've ever charged. When I heard the most beautiful sound of that PayPal ping, I finally did it! That ping didn't represent the 12K that I just earned, but it represented the old pile of cement that I had just left behind. Let go of your layers, chip by chip, layer by layer. Open your crack wider and wider. Invest in yourself. Take that next training. Do that meditation. Have someone support you. Surround yourself with strong, loving people. What's going to be left at the end is your beautiful, shining, gold self. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Sarah, what inspired you to become a coach?
You know, I always think back to when, you know, I saw that ad that came up on Facebook. And I think there was something calling me to dive deep into something that it was always stopping me from succeeding. And, you know, I'd looked at, you know, various ways of coaching, you know, other places. And I think it was, you know, just how they got me. You know, I made the connection with HCI, and then I heard the voice on the other side, and that was the difference. You know, the technique, whatever technique you use, it was just such a soft and gentle, encouraging, loving way that I felt to take this step. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking back on it now, you know, it was really meant to be.
And can you tell me a little bit about your background and what you were doing before you became a coach?
Well, I was definitely a dabbler. So meaning, well, I mean, my passion was I raised four children who are all grown now. But I always felt like that there was something more to me. And so I kind of dabbled in things. You know, I dabbled in, you know, having a jewelry. I designed jewelry and I had like a jewelry business. I was trying to keep a foot in the door. So I, you know, I raised my family. That was my passion. That was what I really wanted to do. You know, when I was in my 20s, I wanted to get married and have children because that was back then, that was my safety. Mm-hmm. And, I always knew in the back of my mind that there was something so much more, but because I'm, you know, when I go all into something, I go all in. So I went all in. I have four, you know, beautiful children. So that is what I now can, you know, give out to the world.
Mm-hmm. And why was it important for you to participate in the 10K challenge this time?
Because it was something that I hadn't completed in my life, you know. I'm the third timer here, so I had two other opportunities, and I still felt like there was, you know, so many of the old cement stories that were coming up, and I felt like I just had to keep going, you know, to do it one more time. And again, it's that all in until it's complete. Mm-hmm. So I'm very disciplined, and you know, when I haven't completed something, to do it until.
And I'm curious, what was the difference this time for you? Like, what made the difference? How did you hit it?
So the difference is I felt like I was really, okay, let me back up a little bit, is that all through my training, everything is to do about my, you know, trusting myself. And this time, my third attempt, within the 8 weeks, I had only earned $3,200, and of course those little stories kept coming back, and something, I don't know, it was in a meditation that something shifted for me, and I was able to just something reach deep down into myself and I created, you know, a 6-month VIP client. I created two really high-end 90-day clients. I really can't tell you what it was specifically, but I just felt like it was like my time. You know, I always say that, you know, the universe, you know, wants you to, it's not your time until it's your time. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I really reached deep down into myself, and, you know, this was the result of it, is earning 12K.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And why was it important for you to share the stories that you shared on the 10K stage?
On the 10K, because it was kind of, I'm getting kind of goosebumps here, but it was like the last debris of the old me, because that was something growing up that we kind of weren't meant to share, because vulnerability meant weakness. And it was just like, no, this is who I am. And if, you know, if I want to share my my vulnerable stories, then that's what I want to do, rather than someone telling me. It's almost like free will. You know, this is my free will, that this is what I really thought was the right way, the truth of who I was, is to share something really vulnerable about myself.
Yeah, and you certainly did, and it was a beautiful speech.
Thank you.
And you did a wonderful job. You looked very at home.
I was so at home. I felt like this, I'm stepping into my power, and this is who I am. Not the kind of the meek, oh, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, no, this is what I want to share.
Yeah. And I mean, the audience was right there with you. And I know you and I were talking off camera earlier. We were talking about the woman next to me who was just like so vocally into what you were saying. And she was so present with you and just, shocked. Like everything you said, you could tell she was feeling it. And so, yeah. I mean, how does it feel to know that you were touching people?
I wish, you know, there wasn't as many bright lights shining on you when you're on stage, because that is one of the reasons why, you know, doing all this stuff and crying all the tears and you know, feeling all the pain and leaning into your fear, that is the reason, is when you can affect somebody else, that, you know, your story resonates with them. And that is, you know, why I've done all this, because that is, you know, I want to change so many people to really believe in themselves like I never did when I was, you know, in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. But now I have the opportunity to allow or to get other people to believe in themselves like I never did when I was a little bit younger than I am now.
And how did you feel before you walked up on that stage? Were you nervous or excited?
You know what? Because I put myself into just one of my meditations. I listened to my anchor music, and I was so it was calm excited. So instead of like scarce fear, it was calm excited, because I was like, and it was so much fun. Because especially when, you know, the script was in front of you, and that gave you more power, but it was so much fun. I keep repeating it. I couldn't sleep last night because I kept thinking of like, oh my God, that was so much fun. And, you know, it was only 7 minutes as the little ticker was, you know, going down. I'm like, no, I don't want to get off. So it was calm excited rather than fear, scarce fear.
What advice would you give to somebody? Now this is your third time attempting. What if I'm sure there are other people out there who are in your shoes, maybe not fully because they haven't been up on stage, but what advice would you give them?
That, you know, the experience of the 10K challenge, it isn't just about the money. It is, if you can use it as just a way to really go inside of yourself and believe. I know we always hear that, and believe and trust, and, you know, and like my speech was all about, you know, start, allow it to be the place where you start opening up to this authentic person. You know, allow it to be that, rather than seeing it as like, oh, well, you know, because the first two times I saw it as like, you know, failure, success. Where this time it was like, no, this is my beginning of how I'm opening up and shining, you know, my light out to the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds kind of hokey pokey, but that is, I think, the difference between this time and the other times, is I changed the definition around it. You know, instead of looking at it as money, it's like, no, okay, this is, what else do I have to do? What do I do until I get there?
And when you think about your experience, why is it important to share what you've gone through with each time you've attempted to get into the 10K challenge?
Because I know that there are people that, you know, either are judging themselves because they haven't made it and defining themselves about the money. And then, you know, why do I think that it's important to share? Because there's just so many people that, you know, I was once them, And I was, you know, one of those people, and part of my speech was talking about, you know, I was sitting there, you know, with my mouth open wide, my eyes glazed over, thinking to myself with all those old stories coming back, you know, I'm never going to be able to do, I'll never be able, I can't even earn $100. And then no. So instead of, you know, allowing myself to stop right there, I just kept chipping away and chipping away at those layers to actually get to the person that, you know, really can do it. So I know that there's so many people that are in my shoes, or that were where I was when I was, you know, a year and a half ago, I guess. Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
Wow, I can't believe it's only been that long.
I know, it's like, it feels like, you know, 10 years.
Time goes by fast but slow.
Woo, yeah, gosh.
Is there any tip that you would like to give to, I know we've talked about the coaches that were in your place, but just any, like our tribe in general, or something that you would like to say?
I mean, you know, you never give up, you know, but just really... And that's why I do a lot of the meditation, is because it allows you to connect to the real truth of who you are rather than what's been told to you. So quiet your mind and allow, you know, what is inside of you to start shining into the world, because no one can do it for you. Nothing outside of yourself can do it for you. It all has to come from within. Mm-hmm. And, you know, letting go of the fear of, you know, not being able to do it, and all those limiting, I mean, you know, attachments to the outside can also be about, you know, your limiting beliefs as well. So just never give up, because, and I forgot to say this in my speech, that if I can do it at my age, at 55, every single person that is enrolled in BHC and HCI can do it too, because I never ever thought I would be able to do it.
One, you are not 55. There's no way.
You're 55 years old.
55 with 24-year-old skin.
Oh, that's right.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks for jumping on, and your like involvement in our community, all the stuff that you've contributed, and your vulnerability up on that stage. We just can't tell you how much we love you and appreciate
you. I mean, people say that, but HCI has totally changed me as a person. And I don't want to give credit where it's not due, but literally the whole entire program has changed me. And it's not gonna cry, but yeah, I'm just so amazingly grateful for this whole program. It's just, you know, I'm not a dabbler anymore.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your story. I am so inspired by you, and anybody out there who is listening, you can do it too. So make sure that you join the 10K in 10 weeks challenge, and then come hang out with us at HCI Live. All you have to do is go to hcilive.com. You can book your tickets there. Our event is April 25th through 27th. This year we are in Phoenix, Arizona, which if you haven't been to Phoenix, it is a pretty great place. I'm just gonna say that for January, the weather is on point. So come hang out with us. And if you want to hear more exclusive content, go ahead and join that fabulous Better Than Ever Facebook page today. Start sharing, posting, and connecting with our amazing tribe. I hope to see you there. And also leave us a sweet little review, because I actually read those. A real human reads those, and I love to see that you're enjoying these podcasts. So please share. Thank you so much for being here and allowing me to do what I love. Have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you at HCI Live. Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.